This Sunday, one of the topics we'll explore is this, and I'm wondering if you'll find this interesting, intriguing. People who are saying they love Jesus, but not the church. Loving Jesus, but not the church. That's one of the topics we'll be exploring this Sunday. Saturday, we're going to talk about beating diabetes, and we've got to talk about married couples who are happy couples. Do the genes have anything to do with it? You can go to speakingwith.com and click on this week's guests and topics. Find out what we have lined up. Most weeks, we're going to stick pretty closely to what you will find there. On occasion, we have to make a change here and there for one reason or another. But for the most part, it'll be what you find there. Also, when you go to speakingwith.com, you can listen online at your convenience. If for whatever the reason you're not able to catch us on 1550 AM The Voice, or you catch us on 1550, but you'd also like to listen online, whether it's because maybe although you did listen on 1550, there was a broadcast you were not able to catch on the radio, and you say, well, how else can I catch it? Speakingwith.com, click on listen online at your convenience. Whether you'll be hearing something for the first time or you want to hear it for a second time, there's something that you're wanting to catch that you think you may have missed. No problem. Feel free. So, open discussion. It's time for open discussion. And I want us to take a look at something that very, very interesting. You know, we have a lot of discussion going with regards to illegal immigrants. And, you know, in addition to that, undocumented immigrants, particularly those who are working here in America as undocumented employees. Well, we know that our president, Donald Trump, is pushing hard to prevent illegal immigrants from making it into America. And he does have quite a few negative things to say about immigrants. We have something going on here, and he's working hard to ensure that as few as possible make it into the country. We'd like to ensure that as many who are already here but are here illegally are sent out back to their countries, whether it's actually where their country of origin or not, whether it's a country they may have migrated from or not. So much we've heard about illegal immigrants from our president. How many of you heard the news that NBC shared and others have shared with regards to President Trump, his organizations, and their connection with undocumented immigrants? As it turns out, they have a golf course, the Trump National Golf Club, Hudson Valley, that has employed illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants. This golf course is one that they acquired apparently in 2009. Now, stay with me here. They acquired the golf course in 2009. In January 2019, NBC personnel contacted the Trump organizations, this one and the Leather Hill Preserve hunting range that they own, co-owned by Eric Trump, Donald Trump Jr. and others, and they've had that since 2016. In January of 2019, they were contacted about the story that they had illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants, working for them. A purge began. And those who were there illegally began to lose their jobs. Interestingly enough, for one organization, one of their organizations, the golf course, this purge began 10 years after they took over the ownership of the golf course, and only in the month that they were contacted and asked about illegal immigrants working for them. With regards to the hunting range, 3 years after they got that up and running. And again, only after being challenged as to whether or not they had illegal immigrants working there. What about consistency? What about that is inconsistent? Or at least smacks of inconsistency. Got to get rid of those illegal immigrants. But they only began to look into whether or not they had illegal immigrants working for them 10 years after taking over the golf course, 3 years after the hunting range, and then only because they were asked about the possibility of illegal immigrants working for them. Is that just bad business practice? Because aren't all business owners supposed to know whether or not they have illegal immigrants working for them? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to encourage you again, think long and hard about the impact of life on ourselves when we continue to support those who hurt the poor whom God says we're to help. What can we do to let some of life's best moments come through us to help them?